The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy.
By the way, it was K294 AS Ashland. I kind of stomped on the legal ID there.
Joy, joy.
Yeah, happy, happy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough.
I know. Carrie writes me, Bill, happy, happy, joy, joy. Bill, is that the song from the old Ren and Stimpy show? I love it. Yes. It is. Stimpy, you idiot. Yeah, I knew I had that in the archives there somewhere and looked it up. But yeah, that's the theme of the no content, no policy, just Trump-hating DNC of this week. Happy, happy, joy, joy. We're here to focus on joy and being unburdened from the past, that kind of thing. Holly. Hello, Holly. How are you doing this morning? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge that we've got a lot of political maneuvering going on in Josephine County. John West is doing an absolutely magnificent job. The other commissioners are doing a great job. We're getting a lot of problems solved, but it isn't to the satisfaction of everybody. They had a charter going, kind of a left-wing charter. It went down in flames, 2-1. And so now these guys are thinking, well, how can we get ourselves back into power? And now all the other moves are being made. Well, we got to get rid of John West. If we get rid of him, we can do this. So they're moving all the pieces in their mind.
Well, I never, you know, it wasn't until John mentioned, I never heard about the Pat Fahey meeting, though, in which the question was to cut a deal. Well, the request was to cut a deal in which John would agree to vote for an administrator. And then the idea is to bring in Lily Morgan, who is currently the city manager of Gold Hill, who, of course, finds herself in a little bit of controversy right now herself. It's just, it's bizarre. What's going on here right now?
Well, it does make me very happy. And the Republican Party met, and there was a unanimous vote. There was not a single dissenting vote to support John West and to oppose the recall. We just don't agree with it in any way. It makes no sense. It's just a bunch of a political hooey, and we can't have it. We've got the situation where the Courier and, you know, Scott's daughter and all these people at the Courier, the city editor of the Courier is the husband of our mayor, who's also been, you know, there was also a recall attempt of her, which failed, unfortunately, because it would have been great to get a better mayor, somebody who could run meetings. Get things.
Well, you know, there's an election coming up for mayor, though, and she's running for re-election. I didn't think that was necessarily a good strategy back at that time. I thought that was wasting some political energy. That's just my opinion. But
and you were right. You were right. I would concede that point 100%.
Okay.
But at the time, what was happening, the citizens were so angry about what was happening with the parks and all that kind of thing that they came in and applied a tremendous amount of pressure. Now, we did not. There's one thing that people keep saying, and I keep saying that is not the case. The Republican Party did not run that recall. It was a citizen-run recall, but they did come to us and say, will you help? And once they got all the signatures and so forth, they said, will you help? So we displayed signs and we had allowed them to collect signatures in our office and that kind of thing. But that was driven by the citizens who were just sick and tired of what was going on in our city. And they just felt that actions, steps were not being taken to resolve it.
All right. Thank you, Holly, for the opinion. I appreciate that. Okay, 770-5633, always welcome to take your calls, too. We got a full bore here, and it's open phones on Find Your Phone Friday, I guess is what we'll call that. Hi, good morning. Line 3, who is this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill, it's Wells Salmon.
Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, the county administrator deal, Danny Jordan has done a good job for Jackson County, but Danny Jordan ends up being he's a benevolent dictator, basically. He's gathered up the reins of power and has done a decent job in Jackson County. My problem with him is he's being paid an exorbitant amount of money related to what people make in the private sector here. And my point about that is Lily Morgan is running for the same job in Josephine County. And how do they determine what the pay is for a county administrator? They go to the other county administrators and somehow make a formula up saying, well, this is what the county administrator has to be paid based on all the other county administrators. So it's like a circular firing squad.
Well, it's always a stair step up. It's a stair step up. Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, I also agree with you that Danny Jordan has done a great job as a county administrator. I know that may not be a popular statement. I think that, remember, he was brought in to solve $30 million of missing timber money, and he's been very creative. In fact, I actually advocated with Herman that Josephine County buy a few hours of time and maybe run some things by him because he's very creative. I mean, I get this. My concern, though, is that everything that I'm seeing coming out of Josephine County is that the inmates, in other words, hired help in county departments, think that for some reason they control what's going on in Josephine County rather than the elected commissioners. And that really irritates me.
Maybe what you don't understand is Lily Morgan has a printing press somewhere, and she just plans to print money to fill all the problems in Josephine County. And so I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. All right, Steve. I appreciate the call. 770-5633. If you are on hold, I will be right back with you. It's open phones. I do have an open line here now. 770-5633. Right back. 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For the Rogue Valley today, cloudy and cool with showers and thunderstorms throughout the region. Daytime high temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, more clouds, more showers, gradually tapering off a bit, lows near 50. Saturday, skies should clear. We should warm back up. Highs in the low to mid 70s. This is Kevin Lawless for NBC News 5, your place.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Paul from Valerie Nursery. It's time to color up your backyard for summer barbecues, and we can help. Patio planters and select summer flowers are now 20% off. If you need more shade, we have that too. Now 20 to 36% off all shade, flowering, and conifer trees. For color and choice you won't see anywhere else in summer promotions, go to valleyvinursery.com. Google Map Valerie Nursery and find us closer than you think.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Plowser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new well is needed, making sure the property has good water is vital. Plowser Drilling can help. They have drilled thousands of wells in Southern Oregon and can help you make an informed decision. Plowser Drilling can perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Visit PlowserDrilling.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This is the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
Boy, where do we even start? I don't know if you watched the DNC last night. I only watched a little bit of it until, well, had to do some work. And then Adam Kinzinger was enough. That put me under. It's just like, gosh, what a turncoat. What a crybaby, too, for that matter. But, oh, well. 770-5633. Let me talk with Michael Shaw. Hello, Michael. You wanted to talk about the Josephine County debacle. And, boy, I have to tell you, what a show is going on next door to Jackson County for right now, huh?
Well, it's funny that as he was telling the story, the only thing that kept popping into my head is a book from years ago, and I believe the author was Joseph Heller, Catch 22, where everything was presented to make no sense and convolute everything else and hide everything. And it just, it's unbelievable that it's so publicly available to see and the citizens aren't stopping it from happening by saying, hey, we elected these people. We want them to do their job. We need them to do their job. They have to do their job as our elected officials. It's crazy that the inmates are running the prison or the animals are running the zoo, and it's being allowed to happen.
Could you imagine in your business if it got to the point where anytime you asked a question of a department head in your business, Michael, that you got a bully, complaint filed against you?
Yeah, they'd be gone in 30 seconds. You know, there's a right to work and there's a right to fire them, and they'd be gone. It's simple as that. So you need leaders, and I am not familiar with all the people on the Josephine County, you know, commission and such, but it just sounds like they all together collectively need to grow a pair of testicles and stop it.
Yeah, well, that appears is what they're trying to do. Now, the recall has not been successful. They're just doing the petition at this point. But I do find it fascinating that the lead petitioner on the recall of John West was the subject of another county commission candidate, Pat Fahey. This according to John West. Pat Fahey wanting to cut a deal with John, say, hey, John, you vote for having a county administrator, and then we get Lily Morgan in to do that.
Right. And this is old Chicago politics backroom dealing and such, you know, the old smoky rooms about, okay, I'll do this for you, you do this for me, and by the way, if you don't do this, then we're going to come after you.
Yeah. And right now we're at the stage of the Chicago-style politics in Joe County that we're coming after you, in this case, John West. Interesting.
Right. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy that it's so public, and the public isn't screaming about it. That's what I don't understand. Have the citizens become so complacent that it's just going to be easy for us to put everybody in little boxes and hold them in those squares?
It could be. Maybe the people are feeling beaten down. I don't know. There's a lot of heat coming out of Joe County at this point. Jackson County, by comparison, is boring at the moment, but it might be just because they have more money to slosh around.
Well, you know, boring in politics could be a good thing.
It could be. Hey, thanks for the call, Michael. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave, you're on the way in. Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to say that there was a movie a long time ago that was called Demolition Man. And so Sandra Bullock was playing a modern-day cop that has no guns. They go around saying, joy, joy, joy.
Really?
All in joy.
Never saw and that movie.
You got to see
one
that.
One person socialism is another person's name.
Sylvester Stallone as a cop that got convicted of demolishing a bad guy, and he ends up being frozen and brought back, like, 25 years later.
Oh, okay. And so it didn't work, right? Yeah.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy didn't work in law enforcement, huh?
The other one is Pinky in the Brain.
All right.
Pinky in the Brain.
No, that's actually from Ren and Stimpy. Thank you, Dave. 770-5633.
You're happy enough.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Let me go to Matt. Hey, Matt. Good morning.
You're cracking me up with that song.
I'm going to play it again. Yeah.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, DNC. Happy, happy, joy.
All day.
Okay.
I hope you're happy.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
In my brain all day long. You're
yeah.
killing me. So I had two things. Quickly on John.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting trumped.
You know, it's absolutely right. It's the weaponization of law enforcement / regulatory state. That's what is going on there, being done by probably either employees or friends of employees, things like that, whatever it takes.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends. Let's find out who those people are. But here's what I want to say. I pay taxes in Josephine County. I wanted someone like him who doesn't sound like a politician. I want someone who goes through the budget with a fine-tooth comb and finds a truck that gets is used 10,000 miles a year and costs a ton of money. That's what we want. We want that. Who doesn't want that? I want that. Okay, so on to my other topic. The unemployment revision. So Goldman Sachs is estimating that those numbers were overstated by 400,000 to 600,000. So it is nowhere near the 818. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
The numbers from the revision were collected differently than the numbers than the way they collect the numbers for the monthly report.
So we're not comparing oranges to oranges then, right?
That's right. So so you can decide which one is worse, because neither one of these is good. The 800,000 plus isn't good, and this isn't good. So what they use is they call it QCEW, Quarterly Census of Employment and Wages. That data is pulled from state unemployment insurance records. Illegal aliens being paid under the table at lower wages to undercut people's pay are not included in that number. And so Goldman Sachs says there are probably 400,000 to 600,000 of that 818,000 that are illegal aliens working in America. So if you ask me which I would prefer, I'm like, well, wait a minute. So one number is a tremendous revision down, showing that the jobs reports are not accurate and that they're not as good as we were told they were. Or the other one is the numbers look great. They're much better than that revision. But 400,000 to 600,000 of them are illegal aliens working here, driving down wages for American citizens.
I don't know if that's necessarily a win, is it?
Well, you know what? Your callers might have something to say about it, but I don't think it's a win when you're literally inflating the numbers, with illegal aliens. And then when the thing gets revised, it gets revised down, of course, because they're not going to be included. Because look, these companies, a lot of people have said this. If you own a business, you pay half the payroll tax.
Yeah.
You have to pay unemployment insurance and all these other expenses. But you have some businesses that go out and hire illegal aliens and pay them under the table, and they pay them less than their other workers, which allows them to not have to pay more in wages, which, of course, plays into the whole inflation thing. It bothers me because, again, the third point of this, I guess, is we really don't know what the numbers are.
Well, you were saying the market acts like they didn't believe the numbers, and probably for good reason, right?
Look, in this article I'm reading right now, and this guy, he's a good reporter. And it's actually through Breitbart News, which you would think would, not want this stuff out there. But this guy, he talked to Goldman Sachs and he talked to some other people who look at these numbers in the financial industry and analysts. And they're saying the reason the market didn't react to this is because they all knew that all these illegals were out there working and driving down wages, and that number wasn't going to be factored when it came to the revision.
But you see, a lot of those companies, though, or a lot of the market makers, they love the idea of Americans not actually making a good living. They like that idea. They like it a lot.
It's scuzzy.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm choosing to use. It is scuzzy when you bring in people and they work for maybe 70% of what the other workers are. If I was working there, even though it didn't affect my pay per se, that you're hiring in people to make less than I do, it would be very hard for me to go through the front door. If I needed a job, I would do it because, you got to take care of your family. But it would be very hard for me to walk through the door looking around knowing that my boss is hiring people at slave wages just to save a buck.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, the people who are in favor of these kind of policies, frankly, are like we had nicknamed them, the a-holes in Jackson Hole, that sort of thing, in which, people like us are considered the the enemy of the situation, the masters of the universe, as they are.
Yeah. Hey, I heard a quote. I'll leave you with this. I heard a quote from Powell's speech. I didn't listen to the speech, but I heard a quote. It's my favorite quote. He said, "The good ship Transitory had many passengers."
The good ship Transitory? Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I don't want someone who has this much power over money supply and employment cracking jokes like that. I don't want, I love comedy, but I don't want to hear that out of his mouth.
Yeah, because let me tell you, the Transitory has been screwing the regular people who don't have those $250,000 or $500,000 a year salaries that can absorb a little bit of that hit, right?
Bill, do you suppose your homeowner's insurance inflation and our utility bill inflation is transitory, or is it here to stay?
It's here to stay, my friend, because I assure you that Pacific Power is not going to be filing any rate increase or rate changes requests with the PUC to lower rates. I can assure you of that right now, okay?
There you have it, Bill.
All
there
right.
There you have it.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, 770-563-3770-KMED. And speaking of those insurance rates, you want to talk with Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Sky Park Insurance is an independent insurance agent, and I ended up getting thwapped with a big car increase in May, and then I went called up Steve. Said, "Steve, is this the best we can do?" And so he worked it around. And I shopped it out with some different companies, and I saved about $500-$600. Now he's already done this with my home insurance and various other things, and I'm even thinking about maybe going to life insurance. He does them all these different lines, works with different companies. What you do? Call 261-5444, 261-5444. Get a quote. And by the way, Lynn Barton works with Steve now, working the Medicare insurance, the supplemental plans that are available, and helps people navigate that too. 261-5444, skyparkins.com. Boy, in this world, you need people like Steve working for you. Sky Park Insurance.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
This summer has been hot. Have you enjoyed time outside? Have you noticed your patio or pathways needing attention? Terraforma Foundation Systems has the answer. If your patio is uneven, cracks, settling, or separating, Terraforma has the solution. Their poly-level foam technology can restore your sunken concrete in just a few hours, lifting and stabilizing it. It's a fast, affordable way to enhance both the appearance and safety of your patios and pathways. Don't live with cracked concrete. Terraforma can help. Visit GoTerraforma.com. CB173547.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Breathing. This simple act is much more difficult for us and our vehicles when our air is filled with smoke and ash. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Clogged cabin and engine air filters can put undue stress on our vehicle systems as well as our lungs. This is often a simple fix that can save you time and money in the long run. Please have your filters checked and let's all breathe a little easier. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Kelly's Automotive Service.
It's the Bill Meyer Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
Hey, sorry about that. I'm sitting here getting on the phone, seeing who's there. We go to the Puget Sound. It's Tracy. How you doing this morning, Tracy? What's on your mind?
Doing very good, and we're getting a little bit of that early La Nina. It is raining pretty hard up here in the north of Everett. You've been playing the happy, happy, joy, joy song throughout the morning.
Yes.
And so it got me thinking, maybe at first we should be playing Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, because things aren't looking so hot from the economic side. But then there's this classic song, which the Roosevelt campaign adopted in 1932, Happy Days Are Here Again, a song from the 1930s. And you're not going to hear that. Happy Days Are Here Again, because that would condemn the last 4 years of this current Biden administration.
Have you noticed, though, that there seemed to be an amazing, it's almost like, how do I put it this?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy.
It's almost like the Men in Black movie. You remember that one, Tracy, right? In which they, in which Kamala Harris and the DNC this week, it's about pulling out the little pen thing that they would just shine in America's eyes and have you forget everything that happened the last 3-4 years, right?
And the media is happy to go along with it. And so
yeah,
perhaps you do play the Happy, Happy Joy song every time you get a translator coming back to life, like I guess what happened down in Ashland. So I'm curious, what do you do? Do you just have to, like, kick a lightning arrestor or something, or is it like it's all crispy critters?
Oh, well, sometimes when sometimes something can be struck by lightning or a power surge, and you just need to restart something, and its brain gets scrambled, you know, because that's what so much of things. Other times you have to go up there and you know, actually replace equipment, and that doesn't happen as often as you might think, but a lot of times we're getting to the point where there's a little more remote control of some of the stuff where you can remotely reset things in many cases. But when you can't, you got to go hit the big switch and visit it in person. That's how it works sometimes. Okay,
it's like the it's power cycling, basically.
Exactly.
With our
yeah.
own computers.
Yeah, just like your own computer, things stop working, and what's the first thing that the tech support person will say? Have you restarted it? Right?
Yeah.
Same sort
Got
of
it.
Thing. All right. Thanks, Tracy. Good hearing from you in the Puget Sound. Let me go to, let's see, Candy's here. Hello, Candy. What are you thinking?
Hi, Bill. It's Candy Kaiser with the Josephine County Republican Party.
Hi, Candy.
I wanted to share with everybody that we're starting our very first Trump train tomorrow. Saturday, it'll be a start at the headquarters on 6th Street. We don't think there's going to be any rain. We're going to start at 1 o'clock decorating rigs. If anybody doesn't have flags, they can purchase some inside of the headquarters. And at 2 o'clock, we'll roll and be driving around town. We'll have maps to give everybody. And we're going to be doing this every Saturday until November, until we get Donald J. Trump elected.
All right. Candy, thanks for the note. And what time does it start again?
1 o'clock.
All right. 1 o'clock tomorrow. Josephine County Republican Party headquarters in front of the courthouse. Let me go to Brad. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Woohoo! Hey,
yep.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got us a rodeo, don't we?
Yes, indeed. We sure do. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's a broke back mountain rodeo or a standard rodeo, but we'll figure it out, okay?
So, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that, you know, folks kind of tend to gravitate toward whatever their area's interest is. You're a numbers guy. I'm a numbers guy. One of the biggest problems that Josephine County has is their budget. You know, you mentioned Danny Jordan. Danny Jordan's name has come up. One of your folks said, boy, he sure gets paid a lot. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is how big our Jackson County budget is. If you ask most people how big that budget is, they say, oh, you know, $20 million, $50 million.
If I understand correctly, isn't it more like $500 to $600 million a year?
Yeah, so I just sent you a copy of the budget report for fiscal 2025 at $675 million. Now, the number of people, yeah, and I sent you the budget report, and you can see all the components that make that up. I will tell you something that you already know, which is that the number of human beings that can slice and dice that many different components of a budget that size is really, really small.
It is a very specialized skill. It really is.
It is a very specialized skill. So for instance, and I will mention a personality that your listeners are very familiar with. This man is very well known for one skill, but what a lot of people don't know is that he has many other skills that he also employs on a regular basis. That man happens to be known as Bill Meyer. Everybody knows that you are a very successful local talk show host. What they don't know is that you are also a very accomplished technical electronics wizard that is in the background fixing all kinds of stuff all the time. And if Bill Meyer ever decided to go and become a professional fisherman or something like that, our friends where you work would have, and I'm just going to use the word impossible. I don't think it would be possible for them to hire one human being that can do all the different things that you do. Just as I don't think it would be possible to hire a single human being to do all the things that Danny Jordan does. So numbers matter.
Yeah. Brad, I appreciate it. That's very kind of you to say so, and thank you. Well, you know, that is kind of, we all have our skills, we all have our gifts and our deficits, as the case might be. Let me go to Brian. Hello, Brian. Good to have you on. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Brian Weldon, Park Watch. You were talking about timing when you first opened your show this morning, and
yeah, I was talking about for people who weren't there, Brian. What has me really suspicious about the attack on John West and the Josephine County Commission is the strange timing of all of the explosion of complaints just as they're having to go through the budget and figuring out a way to keep the lights on with reduced funding coming in. And that's where I was starting, so people knew where I was coming from. And it would seem to me that journalists in Southern Oregon should be a little more curious about this.
Well, and like Holly mentioned, you know, we have a mayor here, Sarah Bristol, that's running for re-election. Her husband, the Daily Courier, and Scott Studdard. You know, every single day, it seems like, I see these articles in the Courier where they're going after John West. Now they're going after the new candidates for commissioner, Chris Barnett and Ron Smith and all the rest of them. The timing is unbelievable. And now here we have Sarah Bristol running for re-election. We at Park West are wondering why all of a sudden here, starting today, we're moving all the homeless into these four lots that they've provided for them in Grants Pass here to get them out of our parks. Now, we have been trying for over a year now to get our parks back for our children, period. We tried to recall, Sarah, all of that. Now, all of a sudden, this is happening very fast and speedy. Why? Because Sarah is looking for re-election to the mayor's spot of Grants Pass.
Seems a little familiar, like Eddie Tusum Newsom, Gavin Newsom in California. All of a sudden, it's just like there's nothing that could be done, nothing that could be done. And now all of a sudden, he's coming out there like the biggest homeless cleaner-upper of all time. It's just like, wait a minute, where was this Gavin Newsom all these years?
Yeah, so I can see her new campaign now. See, look, I've fixed all the homeless and the druggies in our park.
Yeah.
Vote for me.
All right. Hey, thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. If you're on hold, I'll be right with you here, 770-5633. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, the only nursery that has online pricing. Just go to valleynursery.com. They are closer than you think.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
American Rancher Garage United in Service.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Joel here from Butler Ford and Truck Center, and hey, I know I get excited in these ads and I start talking loud and fast, but hey, that's because I genuinely love Ford trucks and SUV. I own Fords. My family and friends drive Fords. I've been selling Fords at Butler for over 21 years to happy customers like you who've made Butler Ford the highest Google-rated Ford store in Oregon. So when I see a good deal on a Ford F-150 Super Duty or SUV, I get excited to tell you about it. And right now, I'm excited that you can pay only $399 a month to lease a Ford F-150 4x4. Pay $399 a month, drive it for 3 years, then come back and get a new one. I also want you to know that interest rates on the new Ford Escape are down to 2.9% for 75 months. 2.9% for 75 months? So yes, I get excited about saving our customers money on a new Ford. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, off of exit 19, where we got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, and your savings.
36-month lease to qualifying trading customers with $63.58 to a signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on stock number 596.93 and selling price of $52.905 after all rebates and discounts. 75-monthly payments of $14.59 per thousand finance. All financing on approved credit through Ford Credit. See dealer for more details.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
You're going to be singing the DNC theme, Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, all the time. You know, what we really need, though, is a dad joke after all the serious conversation this morning. And the dad joke of the day is sponsored by, of course, it's by Two Dogs Fabrication, Two Dogs Fabricating, TwoDogsFab.com. And I just lost the information. Two Dogs, I apologize. I'm going to have to make this up to you, but I have my little cheat sheet, and I don't know if I wrote on it or turned it upside down or what I did. But anyway, Two Dogs Fab has this amazing closeout sale on Iron Bull trailers. Big rebates on them. And I would just suggest that you go to TwoDogsFab.com, find them on Bryan Way in Medford, and while it lasts, get those big rebates on those amazing Iron Bull trailers. And, of course, if you have some you have some metal fabrication that needs done, some repairs on a hitch, whatever, they can take care of that stuff too. TwoDogsFab.com. And Douglas Dean submitted yet another dad joke. He's like the dad joke. He's like the dad joke machine man. All right. My horse's name is Mayo. Sometimes mayonnaise. Thank you, Doug. TwoDogsFab.com. Submit your joke too if you could, all right? We're also going to have a Diner 62 Real American Quiz. So if you wanted to jump in on that, 770-5633-770-KMED. If you haven't won it in the last 20 days, we'll get you on here in just a moment, okay? Let me go to Todd in Central Point. Hello, Todd. How you doing?
Great. Your previous caller was talking about homeless issues, and I was watching a report out of San Francisco. Mayor London Breed of San Francisco has figured out how to take care of the problem. She's now buying bus tickets for the homeless to leave the city.
Oh, no.
I was watching a report by this realtor in Northern California, and he was saying, oh, no, they're all coming up here to Arcata and Eureka. Well, I think they're coming even further up the five than that. I think they're coming here.
That explains. You're right about Arcata and Eureka. It was a number of months ago I went to Eureka because I'd never been to Eureka. And there was just an amazing amount of homeless just hanging out on that coastal city. I couldn't believe it. So
it's the night of the living homeless there. But a quick bad joke. A dog walks into a bar, walks up to the bartender, says, hey, check me out. I'm a talking dog. How about a free drink for a talking dog? Bartender says, sure. The toilet's down the hall on the right.
I love it. Thank you, Todd. I like that. Submit it over at twodogsfab.com. Let me go to Charlie. Hello, Charlie. You wanted to weigh in on the Joe County debacle.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I was just calling to, say that, it sounds like the inmates are running the asylum there in Josephine County, and those commissioners really need to continue to press hard and do the job out there.
Yeah, and they're just going to have to, go through the investigations because, when you throw bully investigations and you throw ethics charges, 99.99% of the time there's really nothing to it, but they're using it as a weaponized tactic is what they're doing against the elected representatives of the people. That's the way I see that.
Yeah, and I think you're correct. Very correct. They're taking the people need to pay attention. The people need to wake up. The people need to get out there and follow Candy around tomorrow as well.
Okay.
And that's for sure. And that mayor needs to go there in Grant's path. And I'm out here in Fort Worth, Texas today. And I just want to call and say thank you for doing the job that you're doing, too.
Oh, I appreciate that, Charlie. What part of so you're in Fort Worth? You live there now?
Yes,
or
sir.
You used to live here or?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. Got my brother that lives in Jackson County. Got my father that lives in Grants Pass there in Josephine County. And I live in Southern California, but I'm out in Texas right now visiting friends and going to North Carolina. And I'll give you a call when I get there.
All right. You do that. Charlie, good hearing from you.
Take care.
Take care now. It is 8:51. Let me go to line three. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Lucretia.
Hi, Lucretia. Got a quick one. I'm almost out of time, but I'd love to...
I loved your guest. What was that? Is it Blood Money? What was his two websites?
The Blood Money Podcast, and let me see if I can get the information, is the American Happens Network, AmericanHappensNetwork.com.
It happens.
Not happy, happy, joy, joy. America Happens Network, okay?
Right. No, it's interesting. You started off talking about the education, and, Martin Bormann didn't want to speak being able to count more than 100. He said, we just want dumb, dummies. Anybody educated is our enemy.
Yep.
John Taylor Goddard said they went around and changed all the schools over in the 30s, and that's why we got so dumb. So we don't think anymore. There's no ability to think.
And I honestly think that there's no reforming of it. I don't like saying that. I would love to say that someone joining the school board is going to help, and maybe they will over the long term. But to save children right now, if you possibly can, you have to get them out of it. You just have to. Okay?
Right. And but the other thing is we've got 80% of all people are literally being paid through the corporations, and our political people work for the corporations now.
Mm-hmm. Or vice versa. It's a revolving door. Lucretia, thank you very much. I'm just almost out of time. And let me see if I can get... are you here for the Diner 62 quiz? Hello?
Yes, I am.
You
yes,
are? Am. Okay, good. Okay, yes. So we're going to do the Diner 62 quiz right now, and I'm going to turn him down for just a moment because I need the Diner 62 theme, all right? There we go. Here's my Diner 62 theme. Kind of reminds me of like a Saturday Night Live theme kind of thing. But Diner 62 has just amazing clam chowder Friday today going on. So good, you'll hear the surf and seagulls. A couple of pork chops and eggs or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs special right now on weekends. And a half ham special for $10.95 Monday through Friday, 6 till 9. You can still squeeze it in there. Get in there right away and order it. And Diner 62, if you're hungry when you leave, there's a problem with you. Get that looked at, okay? Let me go. And by the way, what's your name, by the way, online here?
I'm Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Let's see if we can make you a winner on this one, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Chuck. North Carolina, today in history, declares themselves a breakaway state of Franklin. The breakaway state of Franklin, August 23rd, 1784. Four counties in North Carolina ceded their western land claims between the Appalachians and the Mississippi River to the United States Congress. The settlers in the area, known as the Cumberland River Valley, were concerned that Congress would sell their territory to Spain or France as a means of paying off some of the government war debt. In the meanwhile, representatives from Washington, Sullivan, and Spencer, which is modern-day Hawkins, and Greene counties declared their independence from North Carolina. So this was a secession movement that was going on. Just really, really bizarre kind of thing. I never knew about this. So they petitioned for statehood. They wanted to call their state Franklin to the United States Congress. A simple majority of states favored accepting the petition, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority, all right? Even after counties changed their proposed name to Franklin in an attempt to curry favor with Benjamin Franklin, because he's thinking, hey, you know, name it after me. Isn't that cool, right? Franklin, in effect, declared themselves an independent nation. How long did Franklin last as a nation? So this was an independent nation in the United States. How long did it last? Was it 8 days, 4 weeks, 8 months, 4 years, or 8 years? What do you think?
8 months.
8 months. Was it 8 months? Right there in the middle. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. What? Not this time. Not this time. Let me go to the next line and see if we can get a winner. Hi, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, we know it's not 8 months. So there's this Frankland, Franklin, I mean, whatever it is, this independent nation of breakaway counties. How long did Franklin last as a nation independent of the U.S.? 8 days, 4 weeks, 4 years, or 8 years? What do you say?
I say 8 years.
8 years. No, it was shorter than that, but it was a good guess. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. So it's not 8 years. It's 4 years, 4 weeks, 8 days. What do you say?
8 days.
8 days. Oh, it was longer than that. Thanks for trying. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello? Going
Hello?
On? Hi, who's this?
This is Vivian.
Vivian. 4 weeks or 4 years? How long did Franklin last as an independent nation in the U.S.?
I guess 4 weeks.
You're going to say 4 weeks. Oh, down to the wire here. Hi, who's this?
Good
morning.
Years.
Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jeff.
Jeff, can you say 4 years?
4 years.
Yes. Last man standing. In defiance of Congress, Franklin survived as an independent nation for 4 years with its own constitution, Indian treaties, and legislated system of barter. They didn't use the currency. While Franklin never became what it aspired to be, it did continue to the inclusion of a clause in the United States Constitution regarding the formation of new states, per the Smithsonian. It did contribute to that. So, interesting story. Hang on. We're going to send you to Diner 62, and you're going to get well-fed this weekend for sure.
Join us at the Expo for the best Rogue Broadband Brew Fest yet. On September 13th and 14th, this event features over 70 award-winning Pacific Northwest microbrews on tap. Just $20 for 5 tastes and a souvenir glass, or $25 for 10 tastes and a glass. And add 5 tastes for $5. And don't worry about missing the big game. Football will be on the big screens all weekend long. Remember when rock was young?
I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold me closer, Johnny Dancer.
Catch great music and the Elton John Experience indoors on Saturday. The Rogue Broadband Brewfest, September 13th and 14th, brought to you in part by the Friends of the Fair Foundation. And don't forget, Scotty McCreery is at the Bi-Mart Amphitheater the next Saturday.
Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Get your tickets now at theexpo.com.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740-3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9224.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. For a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
One size fits all doesn't work for pants, and it doesn't work for furniture shopping either. We all have different tastes, spaces, and budgets. That's why Garrison's now offers three distinct shopping experiences. Garrison's Home is our flagship store for no-compromise, design-focused furniture. Garrison's Express pumps up the value with a massive selection of take-it-today options. And Garrison's Outlet is home to big bargains and heavy discounts. So, whichever size fits best, we got your back. Garrison's.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, and I'm on KMED.
9 o'clock at KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford and KPXG Grants Pass. The jukebox will be coming up in just a few minutes on 99.3. And, of course, Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins and the rest of the KMED talk shows. That'll be at, just 9.06. Okay, good stuff there. By the way, with all the craziness of this week, and you hear everybody out of the DNC, President Kamala, do you think that she would be inflationary or non-inflationary? You think you'd see prices going down under her or prices going up under her? Just in case, get some physical gold in or silver in your life. I would prefer the gold here at the moment, but you want to talk to our friends at Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Thousands of years of record of protecting wealth. Because we may be looking at this point in time where, you know, keeping something outside of the banking system, keeping it outside of the potential, I mean, you know, even Republican strategists are saying she could win. It's like, oh, gosh, I want to throw up in my mouth just saying that. But it could happen. It would be a real tough thing. And I'd hate for you not to have some of the wealth preservation power of physical gold and silver. Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland Grants Pass, jayaustinbrokers.com, grantspasscoins.com, fortunereserve.com. Let me go to Joel. Joel's in the Iron Gate. Joel, you're out there in what would have been the state of Jefferson. You were thinking about that when we were talking about Franklin, that seceded and kind of breakaway republic back at the time, right?
Yeah, I think it's still a great idea. And I don't know. We 2 years ago, we had some attempts at trying to make it happen again. I'm not sure.
Well, they're right now they're trying to do the Greater Idaho situation, which a lot of things would have to line up. I mean, the state of Oregon would have to agree, state of Idaho would have to agree, in some cases, state of California, if they were going to get involved, would have to agree. I don't know how that works, but the idea of keeping a secessionist movement alive is sound. There's nothing wrong with that. My opinion, Joel, is that something like that works when Oregon becomes so weak or is, fiscally unsound to the point where it can't stop people from leaving. That's just my opinion about it. But we'll see. Could be crazy times coming up, and we got to be prepped for that. Just in case. All right?
Right on.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. See you then.
The only thing better than hitting the open road this summer is your vehicle looking sharp while you're doing it. So if you have a crunch in your car that's keeping it from looking its best,